pneumonia, so I think it's time that I give them up because I could end up with asthma that I've never had before.
And you think you...
It's from smoking.
From smoking?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Are you sure?
100%.
And how many did you smoke?
Up to nearly 10 a day, if not more.
And this led to pneumonia?
Yeah.
And you're going to try and do something about it?
I am definitely going to try and give them up because it could lead to asthma and I don't. I'm 28.
What age did you start?
When I was 12.
12?
Yeah.
And tell us about that time when you first started. Was it behind the bike shed in school? What was it?
Definitely. I think when you're that young, it's just everyone else is doing it, so you kind of start doing it as well. I never lost the habit.
Today the guards are asking students to perhaps not start to take drugs because of the risks. Do you think that message will get through?
That's a hard question because young people nowadays, they just don't really want to listen to anyone. They just want to do their own thing. They don't really want to listen to anyone, do they?
So you've given up?
Well, I'm trying. It's just, it's hard to breathe, so...
So I think the culture has changed largely. When I was growing up in the 90s as a kid, smoking was only starting to be seen as, you know, unhealthy, I suppose, in the 80s and 90s, because before that they were told it was good for you. And, you know, they changed the advertising campaigns. You can't advertise for cigarettes in shops, you can't advertise them on the streets, but I feel like that kind of pushed for more of a culture, a smoking culture with the youth.
Really? Because they knew it was naughty?
It was shunned, so it was ostracised, and it was used to be out there in the open, but now it was kind of almost pushed to the black market in a way, if you think about it. Because you couldn't really go into the shop and see a branded cigarettes.
Well, it would be hidden in the newsagent behind a big shelf.
And they're all generic now with generic labelling. So I don't know, I believe it kind of created more of a, I should do it, it's naughty, you know. And then you have the vape shops coming up now, and you have all these different types of ways to smoke. So there's more than one way now to smoke a cigarette, and there's more than one type.
That's why you think it's going up again amongst teens.
That's why I think it's going up. And again, culture as well. And you look at all these podcasts, you look at all these famous influencers, and once they say a product is good or that they recommend people use all sorts of horse tranquilizers and dewormers, that wouldn't help. But a lot of people like that who would be influencers, and you know, social media really doesn't help, I think, you know. You know, nowadays you've got so many different types of drugs. They're sensitising drugs rather than to get past border patrols, you know. Yeah, I've even read about people taking the likes of Concerta or Ritalin, which treats the likes of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and they're using that to get better concentration to study. And you know, at the start it might be fine for them. They're taking these little bits here and there, but eventually it'll all end in tears for them.
I think people are just doing it to try and fit in these days. They see their friends doing it and they think that it's a cool thing to do with it.
If we look at the figures, smoking decreased from 41% in 1995 to 13.1% in 2015, but it started to go up again. The figures from 2019 show 14.4% of teens smoke. Why do you think it's gone the other way? Why do you think the young people have started to smoke again?
It makes them look cool.
So it could be a trendy thing, and obviously they're also vaping.
That's it, yeah, but they don't really understand what it's actually doing to them till they're older and they're hooked on them. People don't realise the factors that drugs do to people and how they ruin their lives before they realise they're addicted and they're not in their right state of mind.
It's too late.
It's too late. They're doing things to themselves. The suicide rate in this town is after going up enormously, and I reckon people just don't realise what they're doing, and it's too late before they've realised.
It's not nice to be doing this, was.
This is why they're smoking again.
Yeah, so yeah.
And do you smoke a cigarette or what do you
smoking
smoke?
And drinking, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of trends coming back, 80s and 70s vibes, and I think the smoking might be coming back as well, sort of as a trend thing.
Because that is interesting. In the 80s and in the 70s, in film, on TV, movie stars smoked. Do you think that's creeping back in? That
I think so.
People think it's cool again.
Yeah. I think, well, there's a lot of, there's that vintage vibe is coming back, and I think smoking is coming with that.
With the vintage vibe?
Yeah.
And does drug taking come with that too? Does marijuana smoking come with that?
Maybe. I mean, I do think then, like, anxiety and stress levels are up in today anyway.
Well, like, socially smoking is kind of acceptable nowadays, which, like, I mean, back 10 years ago or maybe 5 years ago it wasn't really, but I just think that people think it's cool now and it's kind of like going with the looks and stuff like that.
And how old are you?
I'm 19.
So is that the case, that people think that smoking is a look?
Yeah, it's kind of a look. It's kind of like a, a style or like the idea around smoking is kind of like, it's gone from like being like to like nooks and like not
nice. It used
nice
to be taboo and young people went off it, and you think it's creeping back in with baggy torn jeans.
Exactly. It's just kind of like the style and like the whole like the look about it and how it looks like when people smoke. And I know socially smoke is more acceptable nowadays than it was.
And do you worry about the health implications?
Yeah, definitely, yeah, because like you see the effects of like people who are like, even people our age, like people coming off with coughs and like not having the same fitness they have in sports. Like I see it every like week going back to training and stuff like that.
And this is GEA training?
This is, yeah, basketball and GEA training, exactly.
And you can see it in their fitness?
Yeah, exactly.
And then the cigarette boxes are no longer glamorous, they're just all one, a sort of brownie purpley colour, aren't they?
Yeah, and then, yeah, exactly. So they're not even like, I don't know, they're just not cool
even
anymore,
with
yeah.
that. And the fact that they would have a very graphic photograph of someone that's dying.
Just people don't look at that kind of thing. Like we see that on TV, it's just so
it
normalized
just
now. It's just so normalized because we see it on TV every week and stuff like that. So it doesn't really affect anyone.
And smoking, the guards are asking students who are going to college, you know, take care, be careful when it comes to drugs. Have they been normalized also?
Drugs have been so normalized. Like it's just so much more like easy to get drugs nowadays. It's so much more accessible. So I mean, it's not going to help people like not taking drugs if they're easier to get, like they get their hands on.
What decade did you start smoking?
60s.
In the 1960s. Yeah. So that's
over 50 years. I was a teenager then, 15, 16. It was the thing to do that time. Don't put me on telly.
You're not going to be on telly.
Okay. It was the in thing then. People just smoked and smoked.
You have a cigarette in your hand.
I have. I'm just going to light it. I'm glad to say none of my children smoked. I encouraged them not to.
And how is your health?
Hopefully it's okay.
But you're walking and talking.
Oh, I am. So.
And what is it you like about smoking? Does it calm you? What is it?
I suppose it does.
Or do you like it even? Or do you have a choice?
I don't think I have a choice at this stage. I'm just addicted, as we call it. It is an addiction.
And how many a day?
10.
So you smoke, and when did you start smoking?
When I was about 12.
And what decade are you in now?
35.
So that's over 20 years.
Yeah.
Could you give up?
I have tried. I tried with a vape and got very, very sick.
The vape didn't suit you?
I got very, very sick.
What flavour was it?
It was tobacco.
So it wasn't strawberry?
No. You know, you try flavour one, you're not going to, you know, it doesn't taste like cigarettes, so it's not going to work. They're going to do it regardless of what any of us tell them. You know, we were all stupid once, we were all young once, and they're going to do it regardless of us.
I think the best thing you can do is just try educate them on, like, the harm that you can do to yourself, because they're still going to do it. But at least if they know, like, this is what this will do to me, like, vaping will hurt my lungs. If you at least know that much, I don't think there's much more you can do.
You're 16 years of age. Have you been tempted to smoke?
No, because I've seen what it did to her. My mum has issues breathing and she coughs up a lot of phlegm, and I'm not really sure if that's from smoking or not, but I know that it's just not good for her, nor has it done anyone else in my family any good.
Smoking amongst teenagers has been declining for 2 decades, and now it's going up again. Why?
I think it's the anxiety because of COVID, the uncertainty of the future for them. I'm back in college myself now as a mature student, and I saw loads of teenagers yesterday outside smoking. Yeah, all having cigarettes, but they were all discussing, you know, we don't think we're ready, we haven't done a proper leave insert, and now we're here, we are in college.
So
what are we going to do?
You think it's anxiety?
Yeah.
But it could also be peer pressured in as well. A lot of people could be peer pressured into smoking.
Peer pressured because it looks cool.
It looks cool
or
with their friends.
It seems to look cool.
Yeah.
How do we get the young people not to start taking drugs? Can we?
Oh, that's a good question. We were just talking about it.
Were you?
Yeah, we were giving out that there's just so much drugs around the whole of the country. It's not just Limerick has a problem, the whole of the country. But it just seems like it's a dark hole.
And what sort of drugs are they all taking or starting to
take? It's kind of... weed is around a lot.
So a strong smell of weed.
Yeah. But then you see more and more people looking like zombies. You don't know what they're taking. But I don't even know how to go about trying to stop that.
And would you know these people that now look like zombies?
Oh, no, I don't know.
But you would see them about.
You'd see them about. And you can see the pictures on Facebook of people up in Dublin, in Cork. And it's just getting worse. It seems to be, could be the anxiety then as well, lack of mental health support. You don't know why more and more are turning onto it.
I smoke, yeah.
And when did you start?
When I was about 14.
And how old are you now?
25.
could you, would you give up?
I don't smoke as much anymore, like I probably smoke about 2 fags a day, like. Then again, like everyone has their own opinion, like, you know, and when it comes to like weed and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
And what's your opinion?
Well, I think weed is good for people, to be honest. It really is, I think there's a lot of benefits from weed if it comes to
so
me, like.
When you say benefits, you mean, let's say, for example, you're...
Like, there's a lot of... Like,
you're very unwell
if you
and
you're
dying.
If you're anxiety, it's good for anxiety, it's good for depression.
You
it's
think?
Good for, yeah, it's good
you
for
You don't
depression.
Think it turns things on in the brain and it can answer?
From a young age, it would. If it started from a young age, it would probably, yeah. But not
for others, you think it can relax
For medical reasons, yeah, I think it's good for epilepsy and for dementia and for stuff like that, yeah.
Personal question, do you sometimes smoke a bit of
yeah,
weed?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
And
that's I wouldn't smoke fags, I'd smoke weed. Like.
And would it be grass mixed in with tobacco? Or
no,
what
just
would it
blunts,
be?
Just blunts. No tobacco, just pure weed. Pure weed, yeah.
And no mixing with tobacco, just
no,
straight?
No, just straight.
Does that not, you know, send you over the edge?
No, it's great for my anxiety. That's about it for my anxiety. The night time now, I'd probably smoke one the night time.
So you'd have a joint every night?
Yeah.
Does it not affect you in other ways?
No, not at all.
You're still
I'm happy.
Motivated, you're still up, you're still
Very
dressed?
Very motivated, yeah. And if I was to smoke one in the morning, I'd get up and I'd scrub my whole house, to be honest.
You would scrub your whole
because
house?
Because I won't be able to leave my house without my anxiety in my chest. And social anxiety walking through town, like I wouldn't be able to walk through town if I didn't, do you know?
So you think it helps you?
Yeah, I think it helps me an awful lot, I do, yeah.
It just kind of happens when you're drinking a night out with friends. They're not smoking all the time, it's definitely social smoking that's becoming a lot more popular.